The poem I'd like to read is called Lazarus Riding Home. And this poem would take place quite late in Lazarus's life. And I wanted to use this poem to examine how his, you know, possible experiences would create the man that he became. Lazarus Riding Home. Skin for skin, my senses know. The lanky, liver chestnut canter song, scattering pebbles in front of my cabin. And before I see, the Indian agent from Neosho looming beside my corn, my ears wince, old panic. To have such a man in my sight, carrying his trade in saddlebags, full burlap sack of tobacco and calico to barter, for my compliance. Singed smell of the vinegar and smoke he uses as a screen from Indian dirt. Miami, Seneca, Shawnee, and Wyandotte. Headmen from each tribe are singled out in a vulture slow loop. Beckoned into town to stand, silent as field stones, to greet the fearsome Modoc. A new tribe, exiled from the West, and punished like us onto this land that our feet still mistrust. We ride to Baxter Station, busy with city folks, ranchers, soldiers, Indian agents, gawkers. A newspaper man jots notes on a grimy fistful of pace cards. Waxy still cattle cars straddle the tracks. Deep in the corners, an arm slithers through the creosote-soaked slats. A child's dark eye meets mine through a knothole. My sorrel starts under me as I dismount. A young soldier hauls an axe and chips ineffectively at the chain that holds the cattle car doors together in a crooked embrace. The agent preens for the crowd, his starched collar growing dusky. Behold, the fearsome Modoc, that chain snaking down to the ground like a panther's howl. A scattering of men, dressed in prison stripes and leather, are bound at the wrists and watered from buckets held up to their chins. The youngest soldier, red-faced, points his rifle to the ground and swallows hard. A Modoc boy holds his sister and swings his legs on the station ledge, kneecaps massive against his slender limbs. I was that child's age when I walked from Ohio to Indian Territory, 18 months, with my arms rucked up around my baby sister and my eyes locked on my mama's shoulders, harried by soldiers and agents. So many times I heard them call, "If you slow us down, swear to God, you're not worth bullets." After 50 years, this is what it tastes like, thistles for wheat at the root of my tongue. The Modoc boy turns his sister's chin into his tunic, covering her eyes, and I draw stairs as I haul my body up onto the saddle to leave. Sometimes I need my mare under me to share the weight. Having grown old in that meager shelter of shadows cast by horses, Indian Territory, November, 1873.
That's Laura Day reading Lazarus Riding Home from her collection, Tributaries.